Democrats pushing for Trump trial to be televised. By Hannah Blow on August 4, 2023. Democrats are pushing for former President Donald Trump's trial to be televised, as detailed in a letter to Judge Roslyn R. Moskopf, who serves as Director of the Administrative Office of the U.S. Courts as well as Secretary to the Judicial Conference. The letter, signed by well over two dozen House Democrats, requests that the Judicial Conference explicitly authorizes Trump's criminal trials to be televised, asserting that it is crucial for the sake of transparency. Notably, Chief Justice John Roberts stands as the presiding officer of the Judicial Conference. The letter reads, "We are writing to request the Judicial Conference explicitly authorize the broadcasting of court proceedings in the cases of United States of America v. Donald J. Trump. It is imperative the conference ensures timely access to accurate and reliable information surrounding these cases and all of their proceedings. Given the extraordinary national importance to our democratic institutions and the need for transparency." The letter pushes the Judicial Conference to do so, given its past support for increased transparency and public access to the court's activities. Given the historic nature of the charges brought forth in these cases, it is hard to imagine a more powerful circumstance for televised proceedings, the Democrats pleaded, cautioning that the general public may not accept the outcome, whatever it may be, if the trials are kept under wraps. If the public is to fully accept the outcome, it will be vitally important for it to witness, as directly as possible, how the trials are conducted, the strength of the evidence adduced and the credibility of witnesses, the Democrats continued. "We urge the conference to take additional steps, including live broadcasting, to ensure the facts of this case are brought forward, unfiltered, to the public," they added. Signers included Reps. Adam Schiff, DCA, Dan Goldman, DNY, Jamie Raskin, DMD, Pramila Jayapal, DWE, Sheila Jackson Lee, DTX, and many more. The August 3 letter came the same day as former President Donald Trump's arraignment in Washington, D.C., following his third indictment in the past few months. This week, Special Counsel Jack Smith announced that a grand jury had indicted Trump on charges relating to the January 6, 2021, U.S. Capitol riot. Charges include conspiracy to defraud the U.S., conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction and attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights. Trump spoke to reporters outside of Reagan National Airport following his court appearance, calling it a very sad day for America. "This is a persecution of a political opponent. This was never supposed to happen in America," he continued. Watch, "Very sad day for America, Trump slams persecution following arraignment." Trump's lawyer Lena Habba spoke to reporters while Trump remained inside the courthouse, explaining that it was no coincidence that the latest charges followed more revelations about the corruption of the Biden family, namely, Hunter Biden's former business partner Devin Archer implicating President Joe Biden. "The fact that I am standing here for the third time in 5 months is not a coincidence," Habba said. "This is the Biden political lawfare that we have seen time and time again. It is a deflection from everything that they have done." Trump's staff also made this point in a flyer handed to reporters, demonstrating similar parallels. "This is not a coincidence," Habba continued. "This is election interference at its finest against the leading candidate right now for president, for either party. President Trump is under siege in a way that we have never seen before. Watch, Trump lawyer, this is election interference. This is the Biden political lawfare.